listener production.
Hi, it's Rosie O'Brien with you. A meningococcal alert has been sent out for festival goers. A Sydney man aged in his 40s has died. He's among two cases linked to Splendour in the Grass, held in Byron Bay less than a fortnight ago. Anyone who headed along is being told to monitor for symptoms, which include a stiff neck, headache, fever, and a red and purple rash or bruises. A Queensland farmer accused of shooting and killing three people and seriously injuring another will face court on Monday. The 59-year-old man is charged with three counts of murder and one of attempted murder. Police will allege the incident was sparked by a fence line dispute on a rural property at Bogie. Minister Mark Bailey says the Palaszczuk government will continue to support strong gun laws.
It's not very often we see something like this in Australia. We have very tough gun laws here and we're proud of that, and we should continue that. Unlike the United States, where sadly these things are often, you know, very, very common.
And those in the know hope the oil and gas industry put their skills to good use when work on Labor's offshore wind farm begins. The government has announced a zone off the Gippsland coast in Victoria and has plans in other states too. Lyndon Frierson from Engineers Australia says the knowledge of people who have built offshore rigs previously will be pivotal, as just the parts of wind turbines are huge.
We're talking about blades 60 to 70 metres long, so that's longer than the wing on an A380. These are very, very long things, so getting them to where you need to get them is pretty difficult and can present some really unique challenges.
Bryce Gibbs has become the third Adelaide player to speak out about the club's disturbing 2018 camp. Gibbs claiming the camp ended careers. Lawyer Greg Griffin has been approached by Crows players to launch potential legal action. Griffin telling Triple M there's more to come.
Look, I think they've just given up on the club doing anything, to be blunt. And thought that it was going to be buried. There's a lot you haven't heard.
And Buddy Franklin says talks on his future will be parked until the end of the season, adding he will make a family decision. Wallabies captain Michael Hooper has withdrawn from tomorrow's clash with Argentina, flying home due to personal reasons. Coach Dave Rennie says he had no indication his skipper was struggling.
I think he's felt he's been able to suppress, so we certainly weren't aware of anything, but you know, he's such a professional. He was able to get on and do the job, and he addressed the team, which took an enormous amount of courage to let him know that he's not okay.
James Slipper will take over the captaincy. And in today's NRL, the Bunnies host the Warriors on the Sunshine Coast.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.